disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
It is the 3rd of July, and as far as Lansing, Michigan is concerned, it is the Lugnuts Independence Day home celebration, because tomorrow, the Lansing Lugnuts will be playing at the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. But today, it's the Lugnuts, it's the Tin Caps getting things together, and the third game of a home-and-home series. Welcome into Jackson Field on Michigan Avenue between Cedar Street and Large Street, downtown Lansing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. Well, Adam, first game of the series, Lugnuts won comfortably. Yesterday, Fort Wayne wins comfortably. Today, these two teams are playing in front of one of the largest crowds in the Midwest League this year.
Yeah, throw out Monday, throw out Tuesday. Today is what it's all about. Lansing not playing at home this year on July 4th, but the fans said, don't worry, we're going to come out on July 3rd, this Wednesday, and this place is going to be filled up to the brim. It's been buzzing since about 3 or 4 o'clock. We had another old-timers game that took place before at 5, and this is going to be super fun to see, and we'll see if Lansing can bounce back and try and take a 2-1 series lead before we flip the script and head to Fort Wayne tomorrow night.
The interesting thing with regard to in between the foul lines, we've got the A's number one pitching prospect on the mound on one side, and we've got one of the best prospects in all of minor league baseball on the other side.
Well, you come to support the community and you play and watch baseball this time of year, but you said it, you're getting something extra special if you are here paying attention tonight, because Luis Morales, the top pitching prospect for the A's, he is getting ready to start this game for the Nuts. And then on the other side, Ethan Salas, one of the top-rated prospects in all of minor league baseball, just 18 years old. They will be teammates in a couple of weeks in the Futures game in Arlington, Texas.
How great is that? How great is that? But we get to see them against each other today. In fact, we get to see intriguing matchups all over the place, because the Fort Wayne Tin Caps have been pitching the ball better than anybody else in the Midwest League over the last 7 games. And their lefty on the mound today, you could make a good case, he's been their best starting pitcher over that span. It's Jagger Haynes. Haynes, over the course of his last 9 starts, only one pitcher in the entire Midwest League has a lower ERA or a lower opponent batting average than him. How about this young lefty?
I mean, this dude in his last 9 outings has given up 3 runs or less, and he's only given up 3 runs one time. He has been stellar. It's the same type of consistency we saw with Pinales outside of his last couple of starts leading into last night. So here's another pitcher who already faced the Lugnuts and who already had a successful outing against the Nuts down in Fort Wayne. We'll see if Lansing can change the script. Jesse, on the other side for Fort Wayne, they struggled against Luis Morales the first time around when they battled at Parkview Field. So two pitchers that, as expected, they've done very well against the opponent coming into tonight.
That puts the onus on the offenses. And right now, the lineup cards are being exchanged at home plate by Fort Wayne manager Mike Daly and Lansing assistant hitting coach Ruben Escalera, also their first base coach, their outfield coach, their base running coach, and so much more in his 29th year in the Athletics organization. Here are those starting nines. And let's begin with the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, the high A affiliate in the Midwest League for the San Diego Padres. Lead off with the right fielder Nick Vogt, batting second, catcher Anthony Villar. Heading third, first baseman Romeo Sanabria. The shortstop, Jay Beshears, cleans up, with Ethan Salas, the DH, batting fifth. Batting sixth in left field, Griffin Dorshing. He's had a terrific series. The center fielder, Joshua Mears, some of the most power in all the MWL, bats seventh. Batting eighth, it's the third baseman, Nick McClary. And around off the order, switch-hitting second baseman, Nerwillian Cedeno. Vote Villar Sanabria. Beshears, Salas, Dorshing. Mears, McClary, Cedeno. Adam, you know that I ask you to spotlight a batter for each team at the start of each game. Where are we looking with Fort Wayne?
Jesse, I'm going to see if you can guess where I'm going. No Homer Bush Jr. tonight, so the door is open for someone else to step up.
Well, when you say door, that makes it sound like Dorshing.
That is correct. We're going to go with Griffin Dorshing.
Oh, I couldn't guess Anthony Villar.
No, sorry. He had a home run, and he was 4-for-4 getting on base in that first night. Home run, double, walk, HBP. He was a little quieter last night with just a couple of walks, but either way, look out for him batting sixth.
On the other side now for the Lansing Lugnuts, Midwest League High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. The Lugnuts lead off with left fielder Johnny Butler. Batting second at second base, Saheed Valenzuela. The shortstop, Eribio Anales, the former Tin Cap, bats third. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Will Simpson. Heading fifth, center fielder Brian Guelbas. Third baseman, Luke Mann, hits sixth. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Cameron Masterman. Heading eighth, catcher C.J. Rodriguez. And rounding off the order to bat ninth, it's the DH, Danny Batista Jr. That's Butler, Valenzuela, Anales, Simpson, Guelbas, Mann, Masterman, Rodriguez, and Batista Jr. Your spotlight, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go with Johnny Butler tonight. Johnny's had a tough series. He's 0-for-5. He's walked a couple of times, been hit by a pitch. But, man, if they could get some extra base pop from the leadoff man tonight, I think if the Butler can do it, the Lugnuts are going to be shaped up pretty well. Just as we talked about, Homer Bush Jr. setting the table last night. Johnny Butler's got to do that tonight.
I've got a couple of stats for you about Johnny. Do you want good or bad?
Well, Johnny be good, so give me the good.
Johnny Butler, over the course of three seasons against Fort Wayne, 23-for-73, a .315 batting average, and this year, 7 walks drawn, 3 steals in his 7 games. He's been patient. He's been effective against Fort Wayne.
When you said 23-for-73, I'm glad you gave me the average because I wasn't going to do the math. That's pretty good.
Next year. Here come the Lugnuts to take the field in their home white uniforms. Red Lugnuts across the front of the chest and the special July 4th baseball caps with the red rims. The red, white, and blue Lansing Lugnuts Block L logo and Luggy the Lugnut. Fort Wayne Tin Caps on the other side are wearing their alternates grays with the red sleeves. Down to the field we go.
We'll be right back.
All right, the color guard has cleared, and we are ready for baseball. The U.S. Air Force Band of Flight with tonight's national anthem. We are filled up here at Jackson Field, July 3rd, 2024. Alumni's coming in 3-8, 35-41. Fort Wayne, 4-7, 32-45. Tin Caps in eight meetings have won five. We will see what happens tonight. The top pitching prospects in all of the Oakland A's org is on the hill warming up. Luis Morales set to go, and Jackson Diamond is beaming. Jackson Field looking great down there. So, with the call of the game, here he is, the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, let's introduce you to some defenders. Johnny Butler's in left, Brian Guelbaz in center, Cam Masterman is in right. Will Simpson's the first baseman, Saeed Valenzuela plays second. Avery Bielanales is at shortstop, the third baseman, Luke Mann, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. Your keys for the man on the mound, Luis Morales.
Well, I think it's always been base runners with him, Jesse. I know that's simple, but can he eliminate the base runners tonight and get out ahead of hitters and get some swings and misses? He was excellent the first time out against these guys. Five innings, and he had eight strikeouts. Look for more swing and miss tonight, and don't give up as many base runners as he has sometimes this year.
Down to the field. Let's play ball. It is currently 82 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. Boat Villar Sanabria coming up against Morales. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps are 4-7 here in the second half, 32-45 for the year. The Lugnuts 3-8, 35-41. The time is 7:03 p.m. on the first pitch. It's taken ball one inside at 96 miles an hour. And we're officially underway. Underway 2 minutes early. Righty to righty. Hit up in the air out to center field. Brian Guelbaz turns around, chases it back. He's at the warning track, jumping up, and Guelbaz makes the catch. How about that for a way to open up the ball game? Leaping up at the 20-foot-tall center field wall after the wayward journey to get there. But he takes away extra bases from Nick Vogt.
Oh, my goodness. He was running back to his right and then, yeah, turned completely the other direction, timed it up. Looked like that thing was going to get over his head. What a grab.
Star it on your scorecard and bring up Anthony Villar. Left-handed batter takes ball one up and away at 98. Villar has been excellent in this series, yesterday especially, 4-for-5. The deal. Strike called on the outside corner by Shin Koishisawa. Our base's umpire is Connor McKenna. Third baseman Mann starts in. The pitch. Villar lays off the off-speed low. First changeup from Morales. No batting gloves for Anthony Villar, a former Miami Hurricane. One out, no score. The deal. Fouled off at home. Two balls and two strikes. Villar's been fun at him because in game one, on Monday, he played second. Yesterday, he played third. And today, he's the starting catcher. A 2-2. Fastball runs inside. Now the count is full at 98 miles an hour. Romeo Sanabria is waiting on deck. Time granted to Villar. Overall for the year, batting 258, but the on-base percentage a healthy 367. Great batting eye. Take along with the pop. Payoff pitch. Runs outside, and there is Villar's 31st walk. Well, Morales went changeup on 3-2. Here's Romeo Sanabria. No score, one on, one out in the top of the first inning. Sanabria was idle in the opener, and then yesterday, two singles, two walks, and five plate appearances. First pitch, fouled off at home right off his foot. Ow. And then bounding out left of the mound, strike one. They don't give us the exit velo for baseballs hit off of the body, but the body is not meant to take it. The body bruises.
Probably better we don't know the exit velo off the body.
Anthony Villar at first base, 6-for-6 in steals. Fort Wayne has run on Lansing in this series. Third baseman Mann playing off his line toward the shortstop hole with the left-handed batter up there. Shortstop Bonilace is up the middle. The deal, swing and a miss. Way out in front. No balls and two strikes. First look at the alternate Fort Wayne uniform, the FT.Wayne in the script with the apple leaf. The pitch up high. Catcher Rodriguez gave a check down to Villar. Shadows encroaching on the left fielder Butler from the left field corner. The shadow of the video board has fallen in front of the center fielder Buelbas. The pitch outside. Well, after Nick Vogt had the deep fly out to center with Buelbas, the great catch, we saw Villar work Morales for the walk, and now here's Sanabria refusing to chase. And just his 11th game here in High A, time granted to the batter. Sanabria was excellent for the Lake Elsinore Storm. There are a number of players on this Fort Wayne team who have received the call-up, Nick Vogt being another. Over to first, but Villar back in easily.
Well, and their offense has struggled this year. It's at the bottom of the Midwest League. So guys that are promoted that have hit well at the lower level, they're hoping that that can translate up here.
A 2-2 break even. Sanabria swings, grounds it, past first baseman Simpson. It's down the right side. Villar took the turn. He heads to third. A throw comes into Masterman, right through the second baseman Valenzuela, but quickly covered up by the shortstop Angeles. And that keeps Villar at third. We check in with the official scorer, who rules base hit Sanabria.
That's a tough one there for Will Simpson, but he's got to get his glove down, make that play. And in the meantime, Morales just not quite as sharp. You mentioned he's missed a couple of pitches, walked Villar, got a 2-2 count there that Sanabria timed up. And he'll have to work out of this early jam in the first inning.
Here's Jay Beshears. When Luis Morales is going great, the swings are awkward. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. About a fastball at 98 at the top of the zone.
That's a tough one to touch right there. He can run it up there as high as we've seen 99 this year.
That's the delight. And the slider, the curve, the changeup. A 1-1 stays outside. Actually, now the count, right? One ball, one strike on Jay Beshears, who also homered yesterday. Beshears cranked out his sixth home run of the year. First and third. Beshears takes a ball low. Fort Wayne is threatening to score early. The Lugnuts were coming off the series against West Michigan when they scored in the first inning in the first five games. Well, Fort Wayne lost the opener, but they scored two in the first yesterday. The pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls and two strikes on Beshears.
We saw a lot of fastballs in the first two at-bats. He's worked in the changeup. He's worked in the slider now. Now he has options here, and batter number four, what to do?
Jay Beshears, he was called up from Lake Elsinore. The pitch, hit up in the air out to right field. Masterman started back, shields his eyes. He walks in. He makes the catch. Villar tags at third. Masterman's throw to the plate, up the line, Villar scores. A throw to second base, and there the tag greets Sanabria from Anales. Side retired. As it is, it's a double play, but the sack fly by Beshears gives Fort Wayne the lead. Let's go to the bottom of the first inning. Tin Caps 1, Lugnuts coming up against Jagger Haynes.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Tin Cats break on top early. A run in the top half on a Jay Beshears sacrifice fly. Now we go to the bottom half of the first inning with a Lugnuts tangle with the lefty Jagger Hands. Johnny Butler, Saheed Valenzuela, and Aribel Anales coming up against a Tin Caps defense that features Anthony Villar at catcher. Romeo Sanabria is at first. Norwillian Cedeno plays second. At short, Jay Beshears, and at third, Nick McClary. In the outfield, Griffin Dorshing's in left, Joshua Mears in center, and in right field, Nick Boat. Fort Wayne has had excellent defense in this series. Lefty-lefty, Haynes throws. Johnny Butler takes a called strike. Then again, we saw yesterday, Adam, how good Homer Bush Jr. was in center. No Bush today. He's idle. Butler takes. Strike two called on the outside corner. Fastball from Jagger Haynes, 92 miles an hour. He's 21 years of age. Lefty to lefty. Butler takes the fastball high. 1-2. Johnny's hitting just 169 against lefties this year. A pitcher's pitch on its way. Down and away. Bouncing in. Two balls and two strikes. The crowd here is enormous. The last word that we had heard was that all but 12 seats in the seating bowl had been sold. Hands over his head, kicks, fires. Strike three called at the letters. The breaking ball drops in from Haynes, and Butler's down watching. Now Saheed Valenzuela in his second game back with the team. He was transferred from AA Midland with the outfielder Henry Bolte going up to the Rockhounds. Switch hitting Valenzuela, bats right. And the pitch to him. Broken bat foul, grounded on the right side. One pitch in, new lumber needed. A shard came off the barrel.
Darn, man.
If I was Jagger Haynes, I'm smiling to myself. Fastball down. Broke that bat. So Saheed prepares a new one. I see so many folks out there picnicking on Home Run Hill out behind the left fielder Dorshing. Meanwhile, the red, white, and blue bunting in effect all around. It's a 360-degree concourse here. There are the flowers above the Wrigley Ivy in right field, just beside the Lansing BWL letters, and the flowers are red and white. One out, nobody on, 1-0 Caps. The pitch. Foul back over the netting. Off the sweet level, bouncing down off one pair of hands to a fan's feet. And he reaches down, and a kid got there first and took it away from him. Huh. Well, nothing into the count. Haynes delivers. Swing and a miss. Blew him away with a fastball at 94 away. And that's back-to-back strikeouts for Jagger Haynes.
You know, Jesse, we didn't become a free country by being nice to others. We had to take what we wanted. So I guess maybe there's your correlation there on the foul ball.
You say that. I remember some diplomatic treaties. Hey, Rebiel Anale is batting, right? Two outs, nobody on. 1-0 Fort Wayne. The pitch. Hit up in the air, out to left center field. Center fielder Joshua Mears, out of the shadow of the video board. Under, puts it away. Inning over. That for Jagger Haynes barely broke a sweat. Three up, three down to go to the second inning. Fort Wayne 1, Lansing nothing.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A run for the Tin Caps in the top half of the first. Lugnuts went down in order in the bottom half. So entering the second inning, Caps 1, Nuts nothing. Salas, Dorshing, Mears against righty Luis Morales. And here is the Futures game, one-on-one. Here is Ethan Salas, the number one Padres prospect, 18 years of age, signing for $5.6 million last year against Luis Morales. Oh, the first pitch missed away. Ball one from Luis at 97. Morales, the number one Oakland Athletics pitching prospect, who signed for $3 million in January 2023. Righty to lefty. Broke it into the corner for a called strike, according to the home plate umpire, Kori Shizawa. Salas comes in hitting 195. 12 doubles, 2 triples, 1 homer against Lansing. He grounds on the right side. Second baseman Valenzuela over to field. Over to first, and there's out number one. 97-mile-an-hour fastball got him.
Am I allowed to say the veteran wins that battle?
Yes, the 21-year-old over the 18-year-old. But uh-oh, and now the experience tilts the other way. It's the 25-year-old Griffin Dorshing. Adam's spotlight hitter for the Tin Caps today. The pitch, outside corner, strike one called. Fastball at 98, right on the edge. Dorshing yesterday, a couple of walks. He takes the ball outside. Then after in the opening game of the series, he reached base all 4 times. He doubled, he homered, he walked, he was hit by a pitch. 1-0 Caps. Morales delivers. Rocketed deep to left, down the line, and foul. Making a bid for his 10th home run of the year. Cedar Street, hello. 1-2. 6'4", 251-pound Dorshing. Morales looks for his first strikeout. Had a foul out of play to the right side on the 99-mile-an-hour fastball. I don't think I question the fact that Dorshing can catch up with that fastball. Let's see if he goes back to it here. The pitch. Fastball very high. 2-2.
Yeah, I'd wonder if he goes change up or slider here to see if he can throw him off if you're going to put something in the zone.
The green and black glove of Luis Morales. Green for the A's, black for the Lugnuts. The pitch popped him up. Right up over the home plate circle. C.J. Rodriguez throws away the mask, makes the catch. Didn't look easy in the end. Threw that mask right at the home plate umpire, Corsizawa, who hands it right back to him. Dorshing out on the foul out.
There you go, Jesse. Middle with the changeup. He goes off speed, wins the battle.
And now Joshua Mears. 3 homers from Mears. The 21 games hitting 159. The pitch, outside, ball one. Morales looking for the perfect frame. Fort Wayne has the lead, 1-0 in the second. Righty to righty. Swing and a miss. 98 and buy him. Number 7 hitter in the order and the starting center fielder. The high set. The pitch. Downed in. There was a time earlier this year when Morales was going out of the full windup, but they've simplified. Now it's just lift up that left leg and bring it home. Morales, 6'3", 190 pounds, brings it. Fouled off at home. There once again, there's that changeup in.
Now it's back to the fastball challenge. Top of the zone. That's my prediction here.
Little alto queso.
Not up and out of the zone, but right at the top of the zone, so he's got to swing.
A white balloon floats over the playing surface. Morales fires. Broke it outside.
Or the slider away, Jesse.
Oh, you still can come back to that fastball now. There's that white balloon soaring away. Over right field. Payoff. Popped up, out to right field. Near where the balloon is. Masterman to his left. Down the line for the catch. Side retired. Ground out, foul out, fly out. That fly out on a 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Morales and the Lugnuts trailing Fort Wayne 1-0.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Tin Caps lefty Jagger Haynes will take on Simpson, Guelbas, and Mann. The 4-5-6 batters coming up in the bottom of the second. The Tin Caps won, the Lugnuts nothing. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa.
Sorry, Jesse, I'm a man of few words, just enjoying this crowd. Outstanding tonight.
Soak it in. Here's Will Simpson. Lefty to righty. He could tie the game up with one swing. Here's the pitch. And Will takes a called strike. Fastball in the inside corner at 92. And the first inning for Haynes, a couple of strikeouts and a fly out to center. He lets it fly. The breaking ball hangs high. Simpson is 1-for-4 in each of the two games of this series. A 1-1 pitch. Fought off the hands, foul, back into the screen. There once again, the left-handed pitcher working in on these batters. And the home plate umpire, Shin Koishisawa, is going to take care of this one himself. He didn't see any bat boys going out to get it. So he rushed back, discarded it right side. Meanwhile, out of the Fort Wayne dugout, Ginaldo Pozo, the bench coach, is positioning the outfielders. As Haynes fires the 1-2. Simpson takes the fastball high.
A real MVP back there, Mr. Koishizawa.
I mean, talk about awareness. Keep this game moving. Two balls and two strikes on the first batter of the home second. Break even. Swing and a miss. The fastball in the hands tied him up and struck out Simpson. Three strikeouts for Haynes in the first four batters.
Well, this is what we talked about with how good Fort Wayne pitching has been over the last seven games. It's just continuing. Lansing, ever since they lost Henry Bolte, getting promoted earlier this week, their offense certainly has struggled.
Coleman Jagger Haynes deals to Brian Guelbas, 1-0 Caps. Ground ball to third, one hop for McClary. A throw across, feathered to Sanabria for out number two. Every time I watch Nick McClary play the infield, I enjoy it. We've seen him at shortstop, here he is at third. He was playing in case of a bunt. No troubles there. You know, speaking of good defensive third baseman, there's Luke Mann.
He's all right over there at the hot corner.
He's better than all right. Fort Wayne 1, Lansing nothing, 2 outs. Lefty to lefty. Starts him off with a fastball for a called strike.
You're right, Jesse. He deserves a all right, all right, all right.
Third baseman McCleary off his line. And a 1. Breaking ball bends down and away. Ball 1. Mann has 1 hit so far in the series, and that hit was a rocket. He homered to right. Haynes delivers. Missed outside. 2 balls and a strike. The Lugnuts are looking for their first runner. Jagger Haynes is looking for a second perfect inning. The 3rd of July in Michigan State Capitol. A 2-1 hitter's pitch. Check swing, bouncing foul. Figure 2-1, maybe you're going to get a good pitch to swing at. He didn't.
Now contrast with that ball with how far his home run went the other night. A little bit of a difference.
Larch Street. Soared over everybody. Played in traffic. The 2-2. Very high. Cameron Masterman is waiting on deck.
Normally we don't encourage playing in traffic, but if it's a baseball, we're good with it.
The home run ball can look out for itself. Nobody on, 2 gone. At a full count pitch. Ripped to right field, hooking away from Boat. That ball's down for a base hit, one hopping the wall, and then it climbs off the top of the wall, and it's called out of play. It's an automatic double for Luke Mann. We get some weird bounces here at Jackson Field. He hit that ball in the corner, and somehow it took a veer to the left, and it just started rolling along the yellow tape, the yellow top of the right field wall.
Just rolling on the pads up there. Kind of looked like a conveyor belt for a second. And you know what? They don't call that out of play. That becomes even more of a potential extended triples alley. If it's just going to hang out up there.
That's right. Let the good times roll. Here's Cameron Masterman. Lefty to righty. Runner at second, 2 gone. Down and in. Ball 1. The play in traffic. Play on the padding. Rolling atop Jagger Haynes' face on the ribbon board out to right. Well, Cameron Masterman had a tough day yesterday. He was 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. He had been one of the most consistent hitters. Lefty to righty, 1-0 Caps. Pitch on its way. Fly ball out to right center field. Joshua Mears over into the alleyway. Mears runs it down, and Boat nearly runs into him. Inning over. Masterman gave it a ride. But that'll do it. The double by Mann is stranded. And that's 2 bagels in a row for Jagger Haynes. We go to the 3rd. Adam Jackson takes over the call. Lugnuts down to Fort Wayne 1-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there on Independence Day Eve from Jackson Field at Michigan State Capitol. 1-0, 4-Wayne leading. Luis Morales, the top pitching prospect for the A's, back out there through two innings. He's given up a base hit, a walk, and a run. Nick McCleary makes his debut into the series. Open stance, the pitch. The right-hander takes it inside, ball one. Couple of years spent at Sacramento City College and 3 years at Arizona. The pitch, that's down low, two balls, no strikes. 97 on the gun from Luis Morales. Red sleeves and gray unis tonight, those alternates for Fort Wayne with the gray pants, as Jesse was talking about. The pitch, fastball, a little bit outside, three balls, no strikes. Now the other side, home whites for the Nuts. They've got the gray American-themed Lugnuts caps with the red bill, and the L is blue at the top with stars and then red and white stripes. The pitch, fastball, shoots in, outside corner, strike one. McCleary batting 170, OBP 285, 10 knocked in, four steals. The pitch, that's inside, and the man wearing number four will head to first base on four balls thrown in five pitches. So one on to open up this third inning. This is what we talked about with Morales. He certainly got the stuff, but the 21-year-old at times loses slight command of it and gives up some base runners as he's still working through his first season in high A. 12th start tonight. The pitch home. Swing and a miss by Norwillian Cedeno. He was tardy on the 97-mile-an-hour fastball. 1-0, Fort Wayne, top three. A loaded house tonight at Jackson Field. 0-1 pitch. That's inside. One ball, one strike. We call it the garage off the Grand River, and the fans have certainly parked themselves inside it tonight, filling up the lower bowl. 1-1 pitch. It's low. Two balls and a strike. And then you've got the fans that are filling up Home Run Hill, the berm in left field under the video board, and then the extended long berm in right center to right field fans as well. The pitch popped up right field. Masterman over to his right now, comes in, looks up, makes a catch. One down. And that is what makes this place so special is the 360 concourse. There are fans absolutely everywhere, every crevice of the ballpark. And on nights like tonight, where it's the biggest crowd of the year, makes it that much more fun. Back to the top of the card. First pitch, Nick Vogt whistles it into the light blue skies. Out of play, first base side. Strike one. 1-0, Fort Wayne leading. Vogt hammered a baseball. Two pitches in, out to center field. Off the wall, Brian Buelbas jumped up and snagged it. Ready, righty matchup. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Miss into the heat. On that pitch in the minute, 98. C.J. Rodriguez doing the catching tonight, his first appearance in the series. Holcon with the night off. Will be in Fort Wayne tomorrow for the final three games of this series. Tomorrow an earlier start at 6:05. And then we'll back it up to 6:35 on Saturday and 7:05 on Friday. 0-2 pitch, popped up. Shallow left field, out goes Angeles, the shortstop, still looking in. Now Brian Buelbas comes in. It is Angeles over his shoulder. Lost his balance for a moment, nearly went down to his knee, but he's got the baseball. That's all that matters. Two outs. Well, Buelbas was coming in a long way from deep center, and Angeles was tracking well, and the ball just kept carrying. So Angeles just kept on going. So a 7:05 start tonight. 6:05 tomorrow, 7:05 on Friday, and 6:35 on Saturday, and then a couple of off days back-to-back. Pitch home. Too tall to Anthony Villar, the lefty. One on, two out, top three. Lugnuts trailing the Tin Caps early. Lansing won game one, 7-1. Fort Wayne won last night, 5-0. 1-0. Fastball outside corner. Check that. That was the changeup. Strike one. Each team with a hit apiece. That murmur in the crowd. 1-1. Swing and a foul tip. Strike two. Concessions Well, I hope you came early because the lines are packed. Not many places to roam around on the concourse right now. 1-2 pitch. Morales fires it up high. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Believe it or not, Luis, so far is 9 batters deep, and he has not recorded a strikeout yet. I should say 10 batters deep so far. He does have a walk in the first and a base hit, and then a walk here in the third, but no strikeouts yet for the right-handed 21-year-old. Here's his 2-2. In there, called strike three, right on cue, 98 from the Futures game participant, and we will head to the bottom of the third. Lansing trailing 1-0. We'll see if they can get on the board when we return.
Yet, so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, 2.5 innings complete. We head to the bottom of the third, 1-0. Fort Wayne leading on July 3rd, 2024. Thanks so much for spending your Wednesday evening with us. CJ Rodriguez leads off. Jagger Haynes throws. Pumps it down low, ball one. Rodriguez making his series debut. 191 average, 335 OBP. He had a quiet June because he was not in the lineup every single day. He did have some good swings at times. 1-0, bouncing ball over towards short. It's grabbed by Bashirs, throws to first, and it's caught for the first out. McCleary, the third baseman, gave it a try, but then he had a duck out of the way from Bashirs' throw. So one down. Jagger Haynes, the lefty, 21 years old, out of Cerro Gordo, North Carolina, the fifth round selection in 2020 out of West Columbus High School. The Vikings. Lefty throws to Bautista. Takes it in there. Strike one at the top of the zone at 92. 0-1 pitch. That's a little bit low. 1-1. 1-0. Fort Wayne leads. Bottom three here. Got drafted in 2020. Tommy John surgery in 2021. The pitch. Bouncing ball. Foul. Third base side from Bautista. And then finally, after the surgery, 2023, last year he made his pro debut in mid-April. And then he was placed on the injured list in late June, but then came back in late July, but then went back on the IL for the rest of the season. 1-2 pitch, up high and outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Jagger Haynes just trying to stay healthy, and so far he has stayed healthy. His 13th game and 12th start this year. ERA sits just above 4. The pitch, whacked up first base side, and out of play. In the meantime, Danny Bautista Jr. is having a pretty good season. OBP up over 320, 3 home runs, 29 driven in. The pitch, breaking ball is high hopped over towards third. It is just foul. It was right down the line, and then it turns to Shade from the sun behind the bag at third. And Shinkoi Shizawa was bent over, hands on the knees, trying to stare in just to make sure he read it correct. And he's the man that tapped it foul. So we will do the 2-2 again. The Lutz Florida native waits from the right side. Red, white, and black Nikes on his feet. And time called by home plate umpire Shinkoi Shizawa. White batting gloves for Danny, and he's got the light blue wrist tape as well. Looks very Father's Day-esque there. Haynes, the lefty, waits. Long hold at the belt. Now winds the glove over his head, throws home. That's down low, 3-2. Good at bat by Bautista. He's just 1-for-7 in this series with a strikeout, but Bautista has hit the ball hard at times. He's had some bad luck. He was lined out a couple of times in Monday's opener in that 7-1 Nuts lead. 3-2 pitch. That's inside, ball four. So there's his first walk of the series. There's the first walk given up tonight by Jagger Haynes. One time through the order. A base hit. That double from Mann. And now the walk to Bautista. Back to the top of the card we go. All right, here we go. It's Johnny Butler time. He struck out looking at his first at-bat. 1-0 Fort Wayne, bottom three. Lefty-lefty the pitch. Sprayed up, out of play. He couldn't ask for a better night on what was expected to be the biggest crowd of the year. 82 degrees and sunny at first pitch. There are some tiny clouds way off in the distance, kind of smeared over the left of the stadium. Throw back to first. This is close, and then it gets away from Sanabria. Off to second goes Bautista. Head first slide. He's in safe. Well, they had Bautista Jr. leaning towards second base, threw over, and if that ball gets caught by Sanabria, Bautista Jr. might be picked off. Instead, an error on the tin caps. That goes against Jagger Haynes. And another look back as Bautista Jr. scrambles back to second base. So the Nuts have the tying run 180 feet away. Butler looking for his first hit in this series. He's 0-for-6. Wiggles that back quickly behind his back shoulder. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. A late decision to go there. 0-2. Dropped right out from under him. Fastball curve and a changeup. That was the curveball from the lefty. And it was a beauty. First time out, Jagger Haynes. He did well against the Nuts back on May 22nd when a career-high 7 innings. The pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the curveball again, and Butler chased both back-to-back strikeouts for Johnny Butler, the fourth tonight for Jagger Haynes. You go back to that May 22nd performance. Jagger Haynes went 7 innings, gave up just 4 hits, 1 run, struck out 5, walked just 3, and 93 pitches. So with two outs, here comes Saheed Valenzuela. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased. That was the changeup. Floated outside. Strike one. Haynes wearing number 22. Set from the stretch. Looks at Bautista. And he throws. Well, he looks back that way. Pumped like he was going to throw. Bautista Jr.'s uni is messy. He just had to slide back into first base. So from knees up to the top of his buttons on the jersey, covered with dirt. He'll mess up the all white. 0-1. Lifted out to shallow right center field. Drops in for a base hit. Here comes Bautista Jr. around third. He's in without a throw. We're tied 1-1. first RBI in 2024 as a Lugnut for Sahi Valenzuela. What do they always say? Those walks and those errors will always come back to hurt you. And just a little flare shot out there by Sahi Valenzuela. And we're tied. Now here comes Aribe Alanjales with two outs. Throw back to first. Valenzuela in without a slide. Well, that's good news for the Nuts because Lansing scored no runs yesterday. So it had been 12 straight innings without runs because they didn't score in the ninth in Monday's game in that 7-1 win. The pitch. Alanjales taking. Change up on the outside corner. Strike one. Lays a deep fly to center in his first at bat. He's 4-for-9 in this series. The pitch home. Lifted out to shallow left field, and it cuts in for a base hit. Valenzuela, a wide turn at second. It's bobbled by Dorsing in left, but Valenzuela had stopped, so he gets back to the bag. Two little flare shot singles for Valenzuela and Anjales. So the two-out rally continues. Boy, that just looked like a little cut drop shot in tennis right there from Anjales to get that thing over the third baseman, McCleary. And now a little conference down the mound. Cedeno, Valor, and Haynes all out there. Now here comes McCleary as well, the third baseman. 1-1 our score. Lansing now with three hits. Now you got to deal with Will Simpson. Since the promotion of Henry Bolte, here's the home run leader currently on the team, Will Simpson. He's got 7. Struck out swinging his first at bat. 2 on, 2 out. The pitch. Little bit outside with the fastball. Ball 1. Lugnuts trying to get their first lead since Monday. Would love to take a 2-1 series lead heading to the final 3 played in Fort Wayne tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. 1-0 pitch. Yanks out to left field. That ball is hanging up, and it's off the top of the wall. Around third, Valenzuela's coming in to score. Stopped at third is Anjales. Into second is Simpson. A big-time swing from the Sammamish native. 2-1, Lux lead. Now we will get a visit from pitching coach Thomas Eshelman. Well, we talked about it with a couple outs there. Valenzuela and Anjales didn't really get flush swings. That one was flush. Simpson, 109, exit velo off the bat on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. And that's his 16th double. How about that for Will? So Simpson now with 47 driven in. And the Nuts, another base hit here. And they could score 2 more. All this coming with 2 outs. RBI single. Single from Anjales. RBI double from Will Simpson. Now here comes Brian Buelbas. Lefty-righty matchup. The pitch home. On the ground, weakly hit right at the second baseman. Cedeno has it, slides to first, and it's there in time. So there is your final out in this third inning. But Lansing strikes. They do so in a big way after the walk from Bautista. Single, single, double. Lansing has their first lead tonight. They're up 2-1 as we are off to the fourth at Jackson Field.
Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this, and connect with this. We reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Okay, how about a lead for the Lansing Lugnuts here at home in front of a massive crowd on this July 3rd, 2024, coming up on 8 o'clock in the Eastern Time Zone. 2-1 Nuts leading now after they rallied with two outs against Jagger Haynes in the bottom of the third. And now we will see what Luis Morales can do to get a shutdown inning. First pitch, that's outside, ball one. Romeo Sanabria, base hit. He's now 3-for-4 in this series after he had the base hit in the first. 1-0 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Those are pitches 51 and 52 for Luis Morales. 27 in the zone so far. He's walked two, struck out one. The pitch. Changeup in there. Strike one. He's allowed just one base hit, though. First time against Fort Wayne, Morales went five innings, gave up four hits, one run, a walk, and eight strikeouts. 2-1. That's on the outside corner. Back-to-back changeups at 86 and 87. So now we're back even. Two balls, two strikes. Righty-lefty matchup. Morales deals. Bouncing ball, punched the other way. Mann swings up, and he can't quite get to it as it rolls out into left field. Just took a stab at it. All he could do, ranging to his left. And Sanabria continues to hit. How about this guy? 4-for-5 in this series with a couple of walks, a run scored, and just one strikeout. Now here comes Don Chulsey, the pitching coach, popping out here to have a word with the 21-year-old. Well, we talked about it yesterday, brought up the first ever current Lugnut to be a Futures Game participant. That was Angel Perdomo back in 2016. Luis Morales is now the fifth that will participate. The rosters were announced yesterday. So that coming up on July 13th at Globe Life Field in Arlington, which is pretty cool, one, to compete in that game. But two, Globe Life Field is brand new. It's only a few years old. So that's going to be a thrill for this man, the 21-year-old. And then the man that waits on deck, Ethan Salas, he's just 18 years old. He and Luis Morales will be teammates as there are seven Midwest Leaguers that will be a part of the Futures game this year, and two of them playing tonight. But the others, most recently before Morales, Denzel Clark, the Canadian, Happy Canada Day on Monday. He was a participant in 2022 when the game was in Los Angeles, where he had a ton of family and friends. The pitch. Fastball outside, ball one to Jay Beshears. And then, of course, the great batting tandem in 2017, Bo Bichette and Vladdy Guerrero Jr. were in the Futures game. 1-0. Slider pumped in there, strike one. Now Luis Morales joins in on the fun as the fifth current Lugnut to head to the Futures game. 1-1. Popped up. Right side of the infield, Valenzuela, the second baseman, goes back a couple of steps into the outfield, shades to his left, makes the catch in the sun. One down. Sanabria stays put at first base. 2-1, Lansing leads. Nuts got shut out last night, but come right back, get some early runs tonight. And now here is the second battle between the former Futures Stars and the Futures Game participants. The pitch, this is line foul, and it's caught over there by one of the defending Guardians. What a great grab. Is that Colton Johnson out there? I think it was. How about that? The pitch. This is on the ground, and that skips through under Simpson's glove. It's fair down the first baseline. Around second, Sanabria is into third. Salas is into second. It's another ground ball down by Will Simpson that he's just missed. Again, it was 81 exit velo the first time around from Sanabria. Here it's 84 off the bat. And Simpson just didn't get down on it. It's a quick play. The sun is shining right at him, but that's a play that could have been two, and he just kind of picked at it and missed. That is a fielding error on Simpson. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one on Griffin Dorshing. So there you go. First error tonight on Lansing. You could argue that the other one from Sanabria was an error, but they went base hit. A one pitch, swing and a miss. Got him with the slider, 0-2. Infield is now in as Lansing protects a one-run lead. So Mann, Angeles, Valenzuela, and Simpson all in. Just a step behind the bases or right at the cut of the grass. The pitch, fastball. Ooh, that was right there at the top of the zone. Morales doesn't get the call. What a pitch. The 1-2. Slider is fouled, first base side. Into the lower bowl, good luck. Gonna have to fight some fans tonight. And it's a youngster that comes up with it. How about that? Second and third, the pitch. Kicked back off the netting. And it remains one ball, two strikes. Well, this is what it's all about. I mean, you think July 4th, you think fireworks, you think baseball, red, white, and blue. You think grilling out, spending time with family. Craig Conklin is coming out here. And that's going to be it for Morales. He's going to pull him here in the middle of his at-bat. So he's at the 65-pitch limit. And that is it for Morales. So they will go to the pen with a ball and two strikes here on Griffin Dorshing. And they are going to go to their piggyback starter right here with, well, it's always interesting when the starter comes in with runners on base trying to get the final couple of outs or final out. But also, this is the middle of an at-bat. So he takes over here. Luis Carrasco, the 6'1", 240-pound, 22-year-old. And he does so with a 1-2 count. Five pitches deep. And now if you're Griffin Dorshing, you got to be ready to go right away because you only get one chance here against Carrasco if you end up swinging. Carrasco, a four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, cut fastball, slider, and a changeup. They have started the wave here at Jackson Field. Making its way across the lower bowl all the way down the right field line. Let's see if they get it going again. There we go. Good start down the left field line. And it's making its way all around, but right field's got to pick it up a little bit. You're getting a little lazy over there. That's all right. It's still early. It's hot out there. Just past 8 o'clock on a hot, humid evening in Michigan State Capitol. Jackson Field is absolutely beautiful tonight and filled up. It can hold around 11, 12,000 in here. And it has always challenged that capacity this time of the year. All right, here's a 1-2 to Dorshing. Popped up third base side, but it flies foul and back into the seats. And that comes down hope everybody's all right. Like a youngster went after that. Didn't quite come up with it. Then you get it off the bounce. It's much easier there. Dorsing tonight. Flied out. Foul to C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher in his first at bat. Second and third. One out. 1-2 pitch. Slid in down low. Two balls, two strikes. So five pitches from Morales and now two pitches from Carrasco. The two tandeming here to potentially get an out, get a strikeout. Try and hold this 2-1 lead Lansing has in the top of the fourth. Infield still drawn in. 2-2 pitch. On the ground, right back to Carrasco. One hop, and now he's got the man, Sanabria, in a tag out. He gets him at third, and now he gets it over to the man. They've got the other man, Salas, in a rundown. He's tagged out. Valenzuela gets him. Welcome to the game, Luis Carrasco. A one-hopper right back to him, and he turns a double play. He ran right at Sanabria, tagged him out, then threw it to Mann. Mann throws it to Valenzuela, and they get Salas, and that is how you get out of a jam. Okay, so we will head to the last of the fourth. Lansing is in front, 2-1.
Como la luna y el sol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone.
Los girasoles nunca dejan de girar.
Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
How about that double play to welcome Luis Carrasco into the game? And now we begin the bottom of the fourth. Ground ball from Luke Mann, foul first base side. So Luis Morales gives the ball off to Luis Carrasco. Carrasco finishes off the at-bat there and keeps just a run given up to Luis Morales' name. The pitch. Mann takes it. Inner third of the plate, or outer third, rather. Strike two. Carrasco got a one-hopper back, ran right at Sanabria at third. The pitch, that's outside, tagged him out, and then they had Salas caught in a rundown. He was trying to get to third. He threw it to Mann. Mann ran him back to second, and then tossed to Valenzuela for the out. 1-2 pitch. That's fouled back. So on your scorecard, that goes one unassisted to 5-4. And a double play for the Nuts, their 59th turn this year.
They've been practicing that, Adam, and this seemed like the night to pull it out.
1-2 pitch. It's outside. You saw him working on that one earlier today,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. That was something that they had been working on back in April. Said, let's keep this in our back pocket for when we need it.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball up in the zone. Jagger Haynes definitely has been working on that one all year. That's his fifth strikeout. When are they going to pull out the triple play? How long have they been working on that one?
See, they've got several different varieties. They're not sure which one they like the best.
Well, I'm going to need them to make up their mind here. Here's Cameron Masterman. 2-1 Nuts lead, bottom four. The pitch, breaking ball. And that is a little bit outside ball one. We're going to get you some trivia here in this fourth inning as well, coinciding with today / tomorrow. 1-0 pitch. It's up high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Lansing, normally, the tradition has been they host July 4th because they have such a massive stadium. It is the biggest in the Midwest League. It's huge. 11,000 capacity. It's been full and then some. I mean, there have been crowds of, what, 12, 13,000 in this place? And it's typically on July 3rd, July 4th. But they will not host on July 4th tomorrow. We split this series. Head to Fort Wayne. We've got a meeting on the mound here. And Thomas Eshelman, the pitching coach, is heading out there. And it looks like they're peeking at Jagger Haynes. Now here comes Lauren Gottschall, the athletic trainer. Not sure what happened there, but they're going to look at him. So while they take a moment to analyze Jagger Haynes, your question is this. When was the last time Lansing did host a baseball game on July 4th? Tomorrow will be the first time since when? What year? That's your trivia question tonight. JayGoldstress@LansingLugNuts.com, the email. And we will answer that for you in the bottom of the seventh. By the way, this has been a while. Your hint, this both predates me and it predates Jesse. So you got to go back a ways. Again, July 4th has been in tandem with Lugnuts Baseball at home. 2-0 pitch. That's down low. 3 balls, no strikes to Cameron Masterman. So good news, though, for Jagger Haynes. Everything looks all right. They went out and checked him out. He's like, I'm good. 2-1, Nuts lead, bottom four. The pitch home. That's low and inside, ball four. So Masterman is aboard. Second walk here tonight for the Nuts. You got a scouting report. You went down to the concourse. Ball yes. Lines. What's going on?
Oh, next to the Dixieland band I walked around. The lines are gigantic, and there's people everywhere.
Wouldn't have it any other way. Here's C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch home. Line drive out to left field. Drops in. Base hit, Rodriguez. Masterman advances to second. 2-1 out in the fourth for the Nuts. Here they come again. So what you're saying is it might not be a good time to go get some popcorn or a pretzel unless you're willing to miss some of the game.
I'm saying you could be in trouble.
But here's the good news. Concourse, you can watch the game from there while you wait in line. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Lefty-righty matchup, 2-1 out. And Jagger Haynes looks back to second base. Sun's still covering the majority of the diamond, but the shade is and shadows starting to fall in left field. Come inward on the diamonds. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Dropped it right off. Good breaking ball. Strike one. That's been the best pitch so far for Haynes. Getting a lot of swings and misses. It looks like it's coming in, and then it falls right off. Bautista Jr. came in to score Lansing's first run after a walk in the third. 1-1. That's inside. Make it 1-1, rather. Nuts have been held in the yard for the most part in this series. Saw the Luke Mann blast on Monday, but that's been it. We're shut out yesterday. 1-1. That's inside. It's 2 balls and a strike. Nice pick there by Anthony Villar behind home plate to keep that in front. It's just hard to beat this. A great holiday, a great celebration. What better way than to come out to support Lansing Lugnuts baseball in the Midwest League? 2-1 pitch. Line drive, and that's off of Haynes' right foot. He drops to the mound. It's picked up by Villar. He's got no throw. No, he does throw it back to third, and Masterman had creeped too far off third base. McCleary tags him out. Oh, a massive mistake from Cameron Masterman. And there are now two outs with two on, and now they take a peek at Jagger Haynes, who has his cap off, his knees are bent, and he is bent over behind the mound. And right back out there comes Lauren Gottschall to see if he's all right. 102 off the bat from Bautista Jr. on the single.
I think this first step is getting past the initial surprise, because there's the shock coming right back at him. There was no way for him to dodge it, and then going down and then really checking in. And this is where it's that trust in that athletic trainer and how this conversation goes with everybody watching on with concern.
How about the heads-up play, by the way, from Salar?
How about the fact that he appears to be all right?
That's great news. He is up, and he's going to stay in. So he's been checked now twice in this inning. Is he even going to throw a warm-up pitch? It looked like he's just ready. Lauren Gottschall says, yes, please throw a warm-up pitch before I exit the diamond. So he does. And he feels good. She's not budging, though. Throw another one. Jagger. Nope. Okay, now she says, well, that's enough. That's all I needed to say.
I get impressed by the eagle eyes of the athletic trainer. There are things that you're looking for. And how well you know your players to make sure, is there anything different?
Well, now it's going to be up to Johnny Butler. The different thing now, instead of bases loaded, one out. What a heads-up play by Villar. Get the lead runner at that for the second out. And Masterman at third base. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch home. Broke in there. Outside corner. Strike one. Butler has K'd looking. He has K'd swinging. He is 0 for 7 in this series. Those are his first two strikeouts. The pitch home. That's up high. Rodriguez is at second. Bautista Jr. is at first. Lansing now with 6 hits. They lead 2-1 in the fourth. Sun goes behind a cloud to darken the diamonds. Haynes throws. Breaking ball outside, 2-1.
You know as well as I do that the right side, the first base side concourse, that sun is shining right in everybody's eyes. So this is a welcome reprieve.
Yeah, if you're coming to games here in the summer, try and get that third baseline. Get yourself in the shade all game. 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball inside. It's 3 balls and a strike on Butler. Saheed Valenzuela waits on deck. And the newest Lugnut still doesn't have the nameplate on the top of his jersey on the back because he just got here. It'll come eventually. Look back to second. Rodriguez is in there. Valenzuela has been here the last couple of years. He was a nut in 2022. Nut in 2023. And now he is back here in 2024.
You don't have to be in Lansing to be a nut. You could be in Modesto.
3-1 pitch. This is on the ground. Weakly hit to Haynes. He's got it, and he throws high to first base. Jumping catch by Sanabria, and then he reaches over with his left foot, and he tags the bag for the third and final out. Well, we're both nuts here in Lansing. And right now, it's a 2-1 Lansing Lugnut lead. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler coming up for you in the fifth.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Luis Carrasco toes the rubbers. We open up the fifth inning.
Two to one, the Lansing Lugnuts lead the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Let's begin with Joshua Mears. And he takes ball one down and away. It's Mears followed by McClary and Cedeno. These are the 7-8-9 batters in the Fort Wayne order. Against the right-hander, Luis Carrasco out of Venezuela. Righty to righty, he offers. Mears swings and misses, busting the fastball in. Josh Mears flies out to right field his first time up. That's a 1-1 break even. A ground ball up the third base side, but fell just as it passed the third baseman man. Went to the left of the stripe. And it's 1-2. Hanging out of the window for our PA announcer, Chris Snyder, there's an American flag. This is making sure to get that window all propped up. It's sturdy. It's trustworthy. We think he's going to be okay. There's the pitch. A line drive hooking down the left field line and foul. The scouting report on Mears pretty clearly is work him in. And Mears with those long levers at 6'3", 230 pounds, trying to tuck his hands in and then put those hands to work because your body is getting denied. Count is 1-2. Two to one, Lugnuts. On the pitch. Swing and a miss. He's gone. Best ball from Carrasco. Blows away. Mears at 94 above the zone. And that'll bring up Ethan Salas. that'll bring up Nick McClary, the third baseman, batting eighth in the order. Right-hander against right-hander. To the one, Lugnuts, the pitch. Strike called at the letters. This is what Luis Carrasco does when he's going right. You'll see a lot of the fastballs peppering in. Goes a lot of strikes, eats up right-handed batters. The 0-1 is popped foul back over the netting and just below us. Now the count is 0-2.
Look out on the ricochet.
Two-strike pitch coming. Swing and a miss. High cheddar. Back-to-back strikeouts. Now Norwillian Cedeno. One of the first for the Caps, two in the third for the Lugnuts. 2-1 Lansing in the fifth inning. Carrasco fires. Ground ball hit to short. There's Anales, picks it up, throws to first. Got him. Side retired in perfect fashion. Two strikeouts and a ground out against Carrasco. Let's go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, halfway to the house. Lugnuts with a 2-1 lead.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer.
To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak,
or embarrassed,
or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Welcome
to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Lansing Lugnuts will bring up 2-3-4. Valenzuela, Angeles, and Simpson. And the Lugnuts are leading 2-1, looking to increase the lead against the lefty Jagger Haynes. It was a perfect first inning for Haynes, who struck out two. He allowed one hit, stranded him, striking out one in the second. In the third inning, struck out one, but he gave up three hits and a walk and two runs. Out of the fourth inning, he struck out one. He allowed two hits. He walked a batter, but he got out of it. So now six hits for the Nuts. He deals. Saheed Valenzuela pops it up. Foul back our way. Here it comes. And over the rooftop. Nothing in one. The switch hitting Valenzuela batting from the right side. 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. The pitch. This is popped up. Foul ground, first base way. Sanabria hopes for a shot. Near the camera well makes the catch. And Saheed is out number one. Well, as Adam said, I did go for the walk entirely around the concourse. But I went for a couple of walks. There was one walk that I went on earlier in the day, right after the gates had opened. So much fun to see people coming toward the stadium from all angles. Hey, Rebiel Anales bounces foul up the left side. Strike one.
Now, is this an intentional walk or just a walk?
See, intentional walk is the food stand on the concourse level. You should order from there. They're very good. That's intentional W-O-K, walk. 1-0-1. Up high. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the fifth, Lugnuts 2, Tin Caps 1. No, I did walk intentionally. Mindfully. Break even from Haynes. Fly ball right center field and hit well. Nick Bode is on the run. Can he get there? Yes, he can. Out in deep right center. Out number two. Will Simpson next. So first, seeing everyone coming in. Seeing all the varieties of the different Lugnuts garb. The folks who have the patriotic Lugnuts jerseys from last year. Or Locos gear. Or any of the different iterations of uniforms. Or the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. jersey. Everyone coming in with the block L and onward. Generations of Lugnuts fans. Pitch. Swing and a miss by Simpson. Way out in front. Chasing down and away. And then coming back and looking at, listening to the music, smelling the concessions. 1-0-1. Down low. And Adam, you can't walk around without seeing people that you know, because all of Mid-Michigan is here. A break even, 1-1. A tapper right of the mound. Second baseman Cedeno comes in. Bare hands, throws. He's safe at first base. Simpson beats out the infield single. Now, William Cedeno did all he could, but it's a two-hit game for Will Simpson, and this fifth inning is extended.
I mean, if you're in Mid-Michigan, where else would you be but here tonight? It's the perfect setting. And we're the farthest from any lake here in Lansing, so why not come to the ballpark?
There is Lake Lansing.
There sure is. That's a road, though. I mean.
No, there is actually a Lake Lansing. There's a beach and everything. I've been there. There's Brian Brobus, lefty to righty, 2-1 Nuts. The pitch. Down low, ball one. I met my realtor. I saw a kid from my kid's four-year-old nursery school.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It's like if Adam went around, you know how many exes he would run into?
Wow.
A ball one offering. That's down low. None. Not a single one. That didn't make it better.
No, I don't think so. Either way, I'm out. Strike three, I'm out.
Swing and a miss. Two balls and no strikes. The count on Brian Buelbas. Grounded his third, grounded to second. He takes the breaking ball inside. That's America, Adam.
X's? George Strait said all your exes live in Texas.
I've heard that. On the 3-0, just off the inside corner, four-pitch walk for Brilbus. Up to second base, Simpson. So from two outs and nobody on, a single, a walk. Here comes Luke Mann, Lansing leading 2-1. The other thing is just all the different American flag garb being worn all throughout the ballpark. lefty to lefty. Haynes to Mann with a slow leg kick in the turn and the look back to second. This is one of those pivotal moments in the game. If Haynes gets Mann, inning's over, it's still a one-run game. But if he doesn't, Luke Mann is one for two with a double. Initial offering. Ground ball foul right side. We've got streaks of white cloud out beyond the left field wall. Blue skies above, over the field, and out toward right as the sun is starting to set. At the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour in the Eastern time zone, man waits on Jagger Haynes. Foul to the left side. We did ask the Fort Wayne Tin Caps broadcast crew if Jagger Haynes happened to be named from Mick Jagger. I don't think we got a clear 100% indubitable yes.
Well, either way, he's got the moves like Jagger, so that's all we need to know.
That's right. An 0-2 to Luke Mann. Right up in the air, left side, foul ground, third baseman McClary. But that foul ball says, give me shelter, back into the crowd. Yeah. No balls and two strikes on Luke. Number six hitter in the order. Outfield straight up. Shortstop Ashears walks in behind the runner at second, Simpson. At first, Buelbas. Jagger Haynes lets it fly. A tapper back to Jagger. He grabs, he turns, he throws to first, and that'll do it for the fifth inning. A single, a walk, no strikeouts for Haynes, no runs in the frame. Let's go to the sixth inning. Lugnuts 2, Tin Caps 1. Sixth inning slang coming up.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
I'd like to say hello to Jerry Shriver in Somerville, South Carolina, checking in via the email. jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com, jgoldstrass at lansinglugnuts.com. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser with Adam Jaxa. Find Adam at Adam Jaxa, J-A-K-S-A, at jgoldstrass from me. The top of the sixth inning means the top of the order for Fort Wayne, down 2-1 to the Lugnuts. Right-hander Luis Carrasco to Nick Vogt. Here it is. Starts him off with a called strike. Luis Carrasco, front door slider. First meeting between Carrasco and Vogt today. Luis took over for Luis Morales. Deals. A line drive. On one hop to the shortstop, Anales. Fires to first and got him by half a step. In the air, 90% of the way to Arribiel. He backed up, he waited, and then he had the time to throw out the leadoff man. Two pitches and one gone. So our sixth inning slang today, with the vintage baseball played before yesterday's game and today's game, we're going vintage with our slang. 1850s, 1860s. Anthony Villar takes a called strike on the inside corner. I went to the Vintage Baseball Association, VBBA.org. Lansing beat Chelsea earlier today, 7-3. Right to the lefty. Lard takes a called strike two on the outside corner. So, usually what we do is we give you some slang in the top half and then we tell you what it means in the bottom half. I think we can expand today. 0-2. Fouled off at home. There's so much fun of this, but Adam, I should start by saying that the foundation at the base, bat was the term in 1850s, 1860s. Ball was the term. Field was the term. Triple play was a term that existed in the 1850s and 1860s. The 0-2 pitch, fouled back into the screen. On the other hand, there's a bounder or a daisy cutter. You hit it on the ground. It could be a bounder. If it doesn't bound, if it doesn't bounce, it's a daisy cutter. And you see where I'm going. 0-2, swing and a miss, struck him out. Two gone. Oh, by the way, strikeout is strikeout in the 1850s, 1860s.
Oh, so we're not doing one today. We're just going through some of them.
So are you ready?
Oh, we are doing one.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the trap? What is the trap in the 1850s, 1860s? It's Romeo Sanabria. Hey, takes a ball low.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Should have done this on the 4th of May. May the 4th. Be with you and yours. Two outs, nobody on. 2-1 nuts. Sanabria hits a fly ball to right center field. Converging Masterman and Guelbes. It's shallow, but Masterman runs it down. And the right fielder ends this sixth inning. So there you go. Trap. But I should tell you that Cameron Masterman took that in handsomely. As we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning, the Lugnuts 2, the Tin Caps 1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Happy birthday just sung by this crowd. Yeah, take a bow on top of the first Bayside home dugout. Cameron Masterman will lead off the bottom of the sixth inning with the Lugnuts looking to add to a 2-1 lead. One in the first for Fort Wayne, two in the third for the Lugnuts. Nothing for either team beyond that. And the Fort Wayne 21-year-old southpaw Jagger Haynes continues. You know, Adam, Jagger Haynes is showing sand.
Is he?
Lefty to righty. Haynes to Masterman. Badly fooled him with the off-speed. Swing and a miss, strike one. The 1850s, 1860s slang. Sixth inning slang. Showing sand. Playing with spirit, sir. Masterman swings and misses again. Strike two. Here's one for you. What does it mean to get sent to the grass?
Thumbed?
It does not mean ejected, no. Feels like a soccer term. Masterman takes a called strike three on the inside corner, and he is sent to the grass.
Mm.
Back in the days, no dugouts, so you just walked over to where all of your teammates are standing on the grass.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That was a good morning, good afternoon, and good night situation for Jagger Haynes, who records his sixth strikeout. There's C.J. Rodriguez taking ball one inside. One for two today with a ground out to short and a single to left. Well, our actual sixth inning slang today is trap. What is a ball player's trap? The 1-0. Inside corner, strike called. Feel like this is a bad joke, right? If you said to someone nowadays, hey, shut your trap, that'd be bad if we were a broadcaster. Rodriguez takes, strike two called at the letters.
Is this just your hand or what they use to catch the ball, right?
So they didn't have gloves, so your trap was your hands. That's exactly right. The 1-2. Rodriguez looks at ball two down in the dust. So there. You want any more, or should we just stop right there?
Shut your trap, Jesse.
I got bad news for you. Do you want to know what it is? It's the 2-2 pitch, and it's up and out, and the count is full for Rodriguez.
Now, man, let's go more. What else you got?
To hit a corker is when you barrel one, when you hit one really hard.
That could be controversial these days if you called it a corker.
Corker bat, yep. Payoff pitch. Rodriguez goes down swinging. Back-to-back strikeouts for Haynes give him 7 Ks in the game. Whenever someone dropped a ball, you would just call it a muff, which is a term that has stuck with us to these very days. A guy who hit for a lot of power is a heavy hitter, a strong hitter. Danny Bautista Jr. steps in, and he takes a ball inside. This one struck me as similar to, if you think about European soccer commentary, where it's so poetic. To present a bold front. 2 outs, nobody on. Ball one offering. Outside corner, strike called. If you're presenting a bold front, you're rallying. So if you have a couple of guys on, one down, looking to score, you're presenting a bold front, which I think is very graceful. Bautista Jr. hits it in the air out to center field, where Joshua Mears trots forward, picks up speed. He's there. He puts it away. And Jagger Haynes works a perfect bottom of the sixth inning. Splendidly done. We're going to the seventh. The Lugnuts maintain this 2-1 lead. And Adam Jackson will not shut his trap. He's coming back with a call of the game when we return.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, to the seventh inning we go here at Jackson Field as the sun sets. And we are continuing on baseball here. Lansing leading 2-1. They got 2 runs in the third. They gave up 1 run back in that first inning. Luis Carrasco's first pitch. A little bit inside, ball one. Jay Beshears, Ethan Salas, and Griffin Dorshing, 4, 5, and 6. Righty, righty. First base side, still in the sun. The pitch, lifted out to right, coming in as Masterman towards the line, and he bends over, makes the catch last moment. One down. All right, so let's give this to you here. I mean, it's three quarters of the diamond is in the shade, and then you've got from second base to first base, it's pretty much all sun. A little bit down the first baseline, it's sun. There's a little sliver just past the mound to the right of sun. And then where Masterman is lined up in right field, little sliver of sun up there. That's about it, though, as the sun sets. The pitch. That's outside. One ball, no strikes to Ethan Salas.
Sun slivers.
You got to love those, right? 1-0 pitch. That's outside. They sound better than the alternative, just a sliver. Those are no fun.
No. No, but I agree. Those little strips of sunlight. The rays as the sun goes down.
As the sun goes down, we'll be singing. 2-0. This is lifted out to left field, down the line. Butler is heading over, and that ball is just foul as it hits the corner. Rolls its way over to the warning track. Johnny Butler making a youngster happy as he tosses it up on a home run hill. 2-1.
That's a dangerous swing. We know that the corners here are short.
You lose track of them there right at the end, or at least the left field corner. You can't see it down there. The pitch, swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes on Salas. 94 up and out from Carrasco. He's looked good since coming in to get that final double play, second and third out in the fourth. He's had three strikeouts and has not allowed a base runner. Tin Caps haven't been able to touch the righty. Luis Carrasco out of Venezuela. Only two hits tonight for the Tin Caps. Pitch home. Popped up right field. Masterman again comes in. Underneath of it, still walking forward. Little knee bends for good measure, and he's got it. Not a full knee bend, just a half knee bend, folks. Two outs.
Well, you got to stay limber.
That's right. You got to do one or two, you know, half knee bends before you go down with the full knee bend.
Next time, jumping jacks.
Of course.
It really is a testament to Carrasco that he stayed off the barrel.
The pitch home. Ooh, broken bat, and that is rolling fair up the first base side. Picked up by Rodriguez. Thrown to Simpson, who gets out of the way, ducking his head, but he's got it. And that will do it. A 2-3 put out and a 1-2-3 seventh. We'll stretch it out. Jesse will start to sing for the crowd. Lansing in front, 2-1 here on July 3rd. Right, we're back here for the bottom of the seventh. Lansing leading 2-1. Keegan Collette, the new man on the hill, the right-hander. He kicks and throws. And the first pitch is in there, strike one to Johnny Butler, the 6'3", 215-pounder from the Metroplex, right out of Dallas, Texas, 25 years old. Throws home. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Tough night so far for Johnny Butler. Two strikeouts and a ground out, but the Nuts edging the Tin Cap so far, 2-1. Here's the 1-1. Kicked back, foul. Ball, two strikes. Butler 0-for-8 in this series. He's a guy that they are looking to be productive out of the top spot. Just hasn't been able to find it here over the last 3 days. See if he can get on in the seventh. 1-2. That's in there, called strike three. 93 on the outside corner. And so Butler is down for a third time tonight. He's 0-for-4. There's one away in the seventh. So Keegan Collette starts the way that Jagger Haynes finished. 7 strikeouts for Haynes through 6 innings. Allowed just 2 runs and only 3 walks. Kept everything in the yard. Here's Saheed Valenzuela. The pitch home. Lifted out to shallow left field. In comes Dorshing. Had it played well. And he makes the catch. One down. That is not Dorshing out there. We've got a change. That is actually Nick Vogt. So Vogt is in left. Joshua Mears is in center. And let's see. Over in right field, it's Kai Murphy. So Dorshing has exited.
Remember his bat exploding?
I do remember that. The pitch. That's up and in. Ball one to Aribil Angeles.
That was the last time that we saw him. He was the final out in the top of this inning.
Next pitch. Angeles yanks it over to third. Down to his knees. McCleary to his left. Has it. Up with it to first. It's in time. Nice job by Zanambria to fight the sun. But he does come up with it. So that is a quick first inning for Keegan Collette. We're through 7, 2-1. Nuts lead at Jackson Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you'll have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, we head to the top of the eighth inning. Lansing edging Fort Wayne 2-1 in what has been a quick game. We are moving along tonight as the sun continues to fall, closing in on 9 o'clock on this Wednesday night. Luis Carrasco throws home to Joshua Mears. And the first pitch is outside. Ball one. Next pitch is down low. 2 balls and no strikes. Carrasco set, throws. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Well, it's been great work so far for Luis Carrasco. 3 strikeouts, no hits allowed since he came in. Trying to keep this game a one-run advantage. The pitch. lifted out to left field, dropping, and it's in for a base hit. Butler over to his right. Rounding first, Mears is powering over to second. The cutoff throw, and then the throw to second. It's in time. Butler, Anales, Valenzuela, and an out of Mears at second. 7-6-4 for the putout. Joshua Mears got a little greedy there.
In a one-run game in the eighth inning, when Mears being a base runner matters, and the execution by the defense.
That's a first hit tonight against Carrasco. You said it, and it's a race just like that. The pitch home. Nick McCleary takes it outside, ball one. I mean, it's a 2-1 game, and it's felt like Lansing has been in complete control the last four or five innings simply because of the way Carrasco has pitched, but a home run ties this thing up. 1-0 pitch. This is launched into the blue sky and foul. Third base side, one ball, one strike. McCleary tonight with a walk in the third and a strikeout in the fifth. Nuts with two runs, seven hits, no errors. Tin Caps, one run, four hits, and one error. The pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes on McCleary. And Carrasco just keeping everything low. Those fastballs working, four and two seam with a cut fastball, slider, and a changeup. Righty looks in charge, and this is great to see because he had a couple of strugglesome outings back-to-back against Cedar Rapids. He's come back and pitched well in the last couple. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets McCleary to chase it on the outer edge at 95. Strikeout number four for Carrasco.
It was so weird seeing him struggle at him because there was a time that he was the most consistent pitcher they had. He rarely walked batters. He attacked with a fastball. He put people away. And then he had that hiccup. But this, to me, looks like early season Carrasco.
He looks locked in. There's Nwillian Cedeno. First pitch. Change up on the outer edge. Strike one. He gave up one run in three and two thirds against West Michigan last time out with two strikeouts. Not a big strikeout guy. The pitch, that's a little wide. Then he gave up just two runs in three innings against Beloit, but it was seven runs in six innings, two and a third inning against Cedar Rapids, and seven runs in two and two-thirds back-to-back a few weeks ago. 1-1 pitch. In on the hands, over to first. Eats up Will Simpson. He's got it down to a knee. Runs over to first. Tags the bag in time. And the bottom third of the card is handled in order, even after the single from Mears. Got caught trying to extend to a double. Lugnuts trying to extend their lead in their last potential at-bat in the eighth. They're up 2-1. We return to Jackson Field after this.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Okay, to the bottom of the eighth we go on Independence Day Eve here in Lansing, Michigan. 2-1, Nuts with the advantage, and they're trying to get some extra runs here. Give them a little support. Will Simpson, Brian Welbaus, Luke Mann coming up against Keegan Collette, the righty. We're going to answer your trivia question for you here in the bottom of the eighth as well. Simpson tonight, 2-for-3, RBI double and a single. The pitch, checked it. It's in there. Strike one. Well, Collette in his debut in the seventh, strikeout, flyout, ground out, right through the top three in the order. Not bad. The 0-1 pitch. Swing it. It's kicked back off the net. No balls, two strikes. Well, I was fascinated to know this, and I knew that Jesse was going to have this in the notes. As we've talked about this all year long, the fact that Lansing doesn't host a game tomorrow. The pitch, swing and a miss. Simpson chased it just a touch out with the fastball. And it is a second strikeout for Haynes. Your trivia question tonight was, when was the last time Lansing didn't host a baseball game on July 4th? Normally, the Midwest League sets up the schedule so they do because they have a massive park here. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one to Brian Buelbaus. It is one of the biggest parks in the league. You got to go all the way back to 2008, the last time. The 0-1, breaking ball dropped in there. Strike two. So, yeah, 0-8. Last time Lansing did not play a baseball game at home on July 4th. 0-2 pitch. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. Well, that'll happen again tomorrow as we head to Fort Wayne for the final three games of this series. Play the Tin Caps tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday before the off day Sunday and Monday. 1-2 pitch. Reached on, bounced over to second. Cedeno has it off a couple of hops. Sidearms to first. Two down. So there you go. Something that we're normally accustomed to will not take place this year, but expecting a large crowd in Fort Wayne. They're anticipated to have nearly 9,000 there. And they have already sold out nine times this year. Here's Luke Mann. First pitch, low and outside, ball one. 2-1, Lugnuts lead, bottom eight. Two outs, base is clear. So we won't be here in Lansing, but it is going to be a great environment, we know, tomorrow night in Fort Wayne. 1-0 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes.
Thank you for appreciating my research.
I was wondering the same thing. I knew you were going to have it in there.
It was weird going back into the years, the different ways that the schedules were formed.
2-0. That's on the outside corner. Nice breaking ball. Well, let's hope that this is just a misnomer. We're back here next year on July 4th, but we understand giving others an opportunity.
I think that's a reasonable expectation.
2-1. Lined out to right field, but foul. Luke Mann trying to go for that same home run spot he had a couple of nights ago to get his third as a Lansing Lugnut. He had the distance, he had the height, just a little bit out in front.
When he catches it, man, that ball explodes off his bat.
It sure does, man. 2-2 pitch. Line drive on the ground through the right side base hit past the slide of Cedeno at second. Luke Mann keeps it on the ground, but he punishes at 97 off the bat. Second hit tonight for Luke Mann.
That's a metric that I evaluate these guys with, is how hard they hit it. Right? When you barrel it, how hard are you hitting the baseball and where does it go? And Luke Mann, when he barrels, in general, that ball is sizzling.
I think that's a good metric to evaluate these guys at. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one to Cameron Masterman. 2-1, Nuts leading. Bottom eight, two outs, one on. That's because I do it as well.
The guys who've hit the ball the hardest, the triple-digit guys, the upper 90s guys, they've been the best hitters.
This guy can swing it. The pitch. It's up high to Cameron Masterman. Tonight he's 0-2, fly out to center, strikeout, looking in the sixth. He did walk in the fourth. Boy, an insurance run here would be huge for Lansing. Up 2-1. We have had no runs since Lansing scored those two runs in the third. Throw back to first. Mann is in safely. Luke Mann, well, he's just all man out there. No batting gloves. No oven mitt. He's just sliding in with the bare hands at first base.
How could he help it? How could he be in anything other than all man?
The pitch, and that scoots through. And up to second goes Luke Mann as that ball rolls around up the third baseline and finally is picked up by Villar. Wild pitch.
What I enjoy is that he leans into it. It's a great last name. If you're looking to put something catchy together.
I think his Twitter account name is Superman.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
It's pretty great.
He's pretty super.
And this guy at the plate is pretty masterful. Man. Man is at second. Masterman is at home plate. And now Villar, he's headed out to the mound. 2-1 Nuts. They have doubled up the Tin Caps tonight in hits 8-4. But boy, the struggles tonight and last night offensively. Lansing has scored in one inning in the last 16 over the last two nights. But it's been enough so far to get the win. You can understand why Lansing has struggled in this series over the last couple of years, because Fort Wayne has pitched it well against them. But the Nuts, an opportunity here. A base hit could make this 3-1. 2-1. Dropped in there, down low. Three balls and a strike as Masterman tries to deliver and bring in Man. That'd be super, right?
That would be.
Three-one pitch. That is dropped in. 91 on the gun at the bottom of the zone. Strike two.
You mentioned the Fort Wayne pitching. Here's been the problem. Last seven games, holding the opposition below a 200 average, the ERA low. And yet their record in the last seven games has been 2-5. They have not hit either.
3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four. Masterman walks. Yeah, it's so peculiar, right, that everybody else seems to have their way against Fort Wayne, but then you get Lansing, who just struggles to pitch it. Yet they're one of the best offenses in the league, but they can't beat these guys. It has been hard. But they are beating them right now, 2-1, and this draws a visit from Thomas Eshelman. Just past 9 o'clock on a Wednesday evening, and a massive, massive crowd has shuffled in here to Jackson Field for a beautiful evening for baseball, Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024. Now, this is a huge moment right now. Can you get that final out? Can you keep the pressure on Nuts pitching and keep this a one-run game? Or can C.J. Rodriguez potentially open this thing up? And, I mean, even getting a single and scoring one run, you would feel so much better. But he's going to have to earn it here against Keegan Collette. Rodriguez tonight, 1-for-3. Single came in the fourth. The pitch. Breaking ball drops out of the zone. Ball one. Lansing has done their damage tonight with two outs. Both runs came in that third inning with two outs. Can they do it again here in the eighth? Up 2-1 with two outs and two on. Man is at second. Masterman is at first. The pitch home. Breaking ball in there. Strike one at the bottom of the zone to the right-handed C.J. Rodriguez.
Last year, on the 3rd of July, was Rodriguez who had the biggest hit of the game for the Lugnuts. A game-tying RBI double in the ninth against Great Lakes that the Loons walked off in the home half.
1-1 pitch. That's inside. Strike two. Hey, man, don't hit yourself over there. It's okay.
The fun thing is, with the runners on, right center field gap wide open, and the outfielders, Adam, are shallow.
1-2. Up high. Shallow, 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 shallow. Yes, they are. Yeah, they're all here tonight, and they are waiting for a big swing. 2-2. Lifted up into the clouds. First base side, head into the seats. Who's got it? And it's trickling down a couple of rows. Someone's going to pick that one up under their seat. The lower bowl is full tonight. What an evening at Jackson Field. Rodriguez trying to deliver. Two outs, two on, bottom eight. 2-1 Nuts. Collette's pitch. Breaking ball, weakly hit towards third. Charging McClary to his left. Sidearm to first. Down to a knee. Sanabria has it, and that will do it. So Lansing leaves two stranded after a single and a walk. We head to the ninth. Nuts need three outs. Jesse Goldberg Strassler tells you if they can get it done.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A season-high crowd of 9,917 has watched the Lugnuts take a 2-1 lead here to the ninth. And the lefty Colton Johnson, who closed out the franchise's fourth no-hitter earlier this year, is out there for the final three outs here on the 3rd of July. The largest crowd of the season we expected to come in, and it has not let us down. Johnson against the top of the order, and Nick Vogt, Anthony Villar, and Romeo Sanabria. And there's no margin for error with a 2-1 lead.
Here we go.
Luis Carrasco for a 2/3 innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, four strikeouts, in line for the win. The lefty Johnson to the right-handed hitting Nick Vogt. Pitch on its way. Dribbler foul, back into the left, strike one. Nick Vogt is fly to center, popped to short, and grounded to short. The fly out to center to open up the ball game. Brian Guelbas made a ridiculous leaping catch of it at the wall. And a one. Ducked down and in.
Was there a dodge in there, or, you know?
No dodge yet. Might be a dodge in the parking lot. A one ball, one strike delivery. Laced beyond the shortstop. Anales, a base hit to left field. Down to an E. Butler fields and gets it in. And it's a leadoff single for Vogt. Tying run is on. Fifth base hit of the ball game for Fort Wayne. A single by Romeo Sanabria back in the first inning. A single for Sanabria in the fourth. A double by Ethan Salas in the fourth. Then a weird double play got the Lugnuts out of a jam. A single by Joshua Mears in the eighth. Thrown out trying to stretch it into a double. Voted first, nobody out. The pitch to Anthony Villar. Bends down and away. Ball one. Now Villar walked and scored Fort Wayne's only run back in the first inning. Sacrifice fly by Jay Beshears plated him. But a strikeout in the third and a strikeout in the sixth. The pitch here in the ninth. And that's right in there for a called strike. Lights on. So an off this field, although it's still light outside. The pitch. Down and away. Two balls, one strike on Villar. There's no action up in the Fort Wayne pen. But it looks like the way that they are standing about and watching, that they could get action up soon. The Tin Caps trying to tie the game. Johnson deals to Villar. And he curved it outside for ball three.
It just feels like we got to go bottom nine here, right? You know, you got to give time for the sun to set, for them to be able to shoot off the fireworks.
Sunset in Lansing, Michigan is 9 minutes away, we believe. 3-1 hitter's pitch for Villar. That's called strike two after he tossed the bat, and the bat boy over picks it up, hands to Anthony, and here comes the walk around the home plate circle. Respectfully for Shin Koishisawa, who does not make eye contact.
A lot of tension down there in that little box.
Shadow zone. Fastball at 91 at the knees, called strike two. Nobody out, top of the ninth. Fort Wayne is hitting to two double plays. On the 3-2, does Vogt run? No. And Villar whacks it on the ground. That's foul up the third base side. That was tight. The man couldn't get there and guarding the line off of the Fort Wayne bullpen. That would have been major trouble. As it is, let's stay right here at 3-2. And Villar, a smile, checking in with Koishizawa. The native of Miami, drafted from Miami, 15th rounder, payoff. A dribble up the first base side stays fair for Simpson, grabs, turns around, and right to his bag for the out, after Villar simply stopped running halfway up the line. Out number one serves as a sacrifice, and Vogt, the potential tying run, moves into scoring position. Romeo Sanabria is 2-for-3 with two singles. Fort Wayne would love a third. Romeo, 2, from Miami, Florida. Out of Miami Killian Senior High School, a high school that also produced Sean Taylor, Frank Gore, among others. Frank Gore Jr., lefty to lefty. Outside corner, strike one called the Johnson Curve.
Well, this is the man, if you're Fort Wayne, you want up. He has crushed the nuts here the last couple of days.
Last year in the Arizona Complex League, the MVP. Romeo, takes off the inside corner. Wherefore art that pitch?
Romeo, thou Romeo. Where's thou that next base hit?
Ball in a strike the count. Not Juliet, Johnson deals. That's high. In fair Lansing, where we set our scene. Lugnuts 2, Tin Caps 1. Ninth inning, one out. Tying run at second, the fleet Nick Vogt. I look back to him. And then a 2-1 pitch will wait, time granted, to Sanabria. Sanabria on Instagram goes by Romeo Ball. Romeo Ball 13.
Ball is certainly a little bit of an easier last name if he went with that.
The pitch. Shot towards second. One nice hop for Valenzuela. The throw to first. And out number two. And Vogt, the tying run. 90 feet closer. Over to third. Though the Lugnuts are now one out away from winning this game.
This is intense. Going to come down to this last at bat. What a game it's been. No runs for the Tin Caps since the first inning. Can they deliver here? And their last chance, or does Lansing close it out? Drama.
Conversation first, C.J. Rodriguez and Colton Johnson. The 6'4 lefty from Illinois State, who did not pitch at all in 2022, nor 2023, returning this year. And Colton Johnson, 6-for-6, perfect in saves. His 25th appearance of the year. The 3.48 ERA coming in. He has been one of the most reliable pitchers that the Lugnuts have. But stock this away. He is tied for the team lead with 6 wild pitches.
That's a good note.
Jay Beshears homered yesterday. The Duke Blue Devil hit a sac fly in the first inning to supply right now the only Fort Wayne run. And he is looking to tie the game or, with a big swing, give his Tin Caps the lead. Vogt walks away from third, 2 outs, top of the ninth, down 2-1, lefty to righty, down and in, and there's Rodriguez sliding to his left to stay upon that baseball. With Johnson on the mound, the catcher has to be active. Center fielder Buelbas, a couple of steps to left center, second baseman Valenzuela, a couple of steps up the middle. The pitch, strike called, the fastball in the outside corner. In the Fort Wayne pen, should there be a bottom of the ninth inning? The prospect fireballing right-hander Bradley Rodriguez is warming. His fastball is 98, 99 miles an hour, thereabouts. Great slider. Do we see him tonight? Do we see him tomorrow? The one ball, one strike pitch from Colton Johnson. Line drive left field, Johnny Butler in. He makes the catch! And this game is over. Johnny Butler on the run, down to his knees. Lugnuts 2, Tin Caps 1.
All right, Johnny B. Good. What a finish. What a sliding grab.
No interference.
And give these fans what they wanted here. What a night for Lansing.
On the 3rd of July, in front of over 9,900 fans, the crowd happy. Not sent home yet. They still have a LabVIEW fireworks show to look forward to. Meanwhile, our broadcast assistant, Nate, is all setting up for the postgame interview. But the Lugnuts, who won on Monday, lost yesterday. They scored 2 runs in the bottom of the 3rd, and that's enough by Morales, Carrasco, and Johnson in front of the biggest crowd of the year.
9,917. Watch this one end at 9:17 Eastern Standard Time. What a finish.
It just works. It works.
It always does.
77th game of the Lugnut season. Lansing improves to 4-8, 36-41 overall. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps fall to 4-8, 32-46 for the year. The postgame show is on its way next. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The question is, when the stage is big, who steps up and plays big? And tonight it was the Lugnuts edging Fort Wayne 2-1 behind a superlative pitching performance and 2 third-inning runs. Welcome into Lugnuts postgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. The Tin Caps received a stellar start from Jagger Haynes, the 21-year-old lefty going 6 innings, striking out 7, but in the bottom of the 3rd inning, an RBI single from Saheed Valenzuela, followed 2 batters later by an RBI double from Will Simpson, and that was all that the Lugnuts pitching trio of Luis Morales, Luis Carrasco, and Colton Johnson needed. Morales went 3 1/3 innings, Luis Carrasco went 4 2/3, one hit, scoreless innings, and then Colton Johnson, the 9th, one hit, one runner left at third base, because Johnny Butler closed things out with a gem. We're not going to start, Adam, with the final out. We're going to start with the first outs, when Luis Carrasco came into the ballgame. It was the top of the 4th inning, and he inherited a spot. 2nd and 3rd, one gone. And you could say that the game turned right there.
100% it did. I mean, that was an incredible play. It's weird to come in as the tandem starter and not come in with the bases clear. It's even weirder to come in the middle of an at-bat, and he did so with 2 strikes. And he got a line drive, one hopper right back to him from Griffin Dorshing. He ran right at the man at 3rd, Sanabria, tagged him out. Ethan Salas was at 2nd trying to get to 3rd, so he threw it to the 3rd baseman. Man threw it and ran back Salas to 2nd, where Valenzuela tagged him out. A double play to save the line for Morales and save the lead for the Nuts. and we would have no runs the rest of the night, a 2-1 win.
The bat belonged to Luis Carrasco during the game. Right now it's baby Carrasco's running around the mound, and Luis is jogging out. Oh, tiny little baby Carrasco toddling off toward third, arms outstretched. Luis and his wife were watching for a little bit, and now Luis following his youngster on his way right now, heading from third base to second base. It's okay. He'll learn how to run those bags. But the Carrasco family, a gorgeous, joyous evening. And Adam, I think this crowd had much the same.
Absolutely. I mean, nearly 10,000 tonight. They were locked and loaded, and they got a picture-perfect night, and they got a wonderful finish here as Lansing wins this one 2-1. And, I mean, they're ready for some fireworks after there really weren't a ton of fireworks in that game. It was a great pitching game, good defense, not a lot of hits, only runs in the first few innings of the game. But a firework to finish it with a great sliding catch by Butler to save and win the game. And now the younger Carrasco running all up and down the field. Pretty cool.
That little boy gave a high five and a fist bump to Colton Johnson. And now Yeson Sanchez has tracked him down, picked him up, and I think Yeson is going to carry him away. You know, when you're that cute, it was only a matter of time.
Just scooped him up. Uncle Yeson says, I got you.
Luke Mann, Cole Kahn, Colton Johnson, Cameron Masterman, all of them surrounded by loved ones out on the field right now. Grant Judkins, loved ones coming down with all of these lug nuts. Meanwhile, Noah Huff's baby is in his hands. Johnny Christensen and Noah and Johnny's wives are out with them, the athletic trainer and the strength and conditioning coach. Cole Kahn is looking for his parents who are coming down. This game was completed in 2 hours and 14 minutes. One run on five hits, one error for Fort Wayne. Three runners left on. They only went 0 for 3 with runners in scoring position. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for the Lugnuts. Nine runners left on, 3 for 9 with runners in scoring position. The win belongs to Luis Carrasco, his second. A loss to Jagger Haynes, it's his fourth. He pitched well. He simply did not get the offense. And the save to Colton Johnson, who is now 7 for 7.
Hey, Lansing needed one. Remember, we talked about this. This series is going to shift. It's difficult to win at Fort Wayne. It's difficult for both teams to win on the road. Lansing gets 2 of 3 here, and we'll see if they can go get any down in Fort Wayne the rest of the week and the rest of the series.
Tiny little Carrasco got away, and so, yes, Sanchez is going to chase him down in front of the Fort Wayne dugout. The pit crew is entertaining the crowds atop the third base and the first base side dugouts as the families of the players mill about down below. Adam, now we've got 3 days to go in Fort Wayne, Indiana, in this home-and-home series. You had said the Wimbledon metaphor, could you hold serve, could you win 2 out of 3 at home, and then see if you can take 2 out of 3 in Fort Wayne.
Yes, indeed, and we're going to find out. Again, you would have liked to get all three here, but Fort Wayne got one yesterday, and again, Fort Wayne has been tough for Lansing at Parkview Field the last couple of years. We'll see if maybe they can change the tide beginning tomorrow.
Any final thoughts?
That was a great night. You know, you hate to see July 4th not be played here in Lansing, but again, you take a year off. They had played every year on July 4th going back to 2009. So this year it'll be in Fort Wayne, and the fans came out on Independence Day Eve, nearly 10,000, and another memorable evening at the ballpark here at Jackson Field in downtown Lansing.
One final time, the score, the Lugnuts 2, the Tin Caps 1, in front of 9,917 strong at Jackson Field. For Adam Jaxa and Nate Miller, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Good night. Happy 3rd of July from Lansing, Michigan. And go Nuts!